This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi uri musi wechitatu kurume 23 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti zvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Makurukota ehurumende ose apiwa basa nehurumende rekuti vatsanangure kumakambani atsvikora ari kutyora mutemo weindigenization kuti makambani aya haabvumidzwe kuramba achishanda muZimbabwe.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kwehupfumi kuvatema vapatrikuzhuwau vanoti makambani anotadza kupa vatema zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana musi wa1 kubvumbi achamanikidzwa kuvhara.
Sekunzwa kwedu pari zvino hapana muZimbabwe.
Mumiriri weZimbabwe kuBelgium anoti hapana mwana weZimbabwe akafa mukubhombwa kwakaitwa munyika iyi nezuro. China yobatsira Zimbabwe nechikafu chemari inosvika mamiriyoni makumi maviri nemana emadhora. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Dare remakurukota ehurumende ratora danho rekuti makambani ekunze ose asiri kutevedzera chirongwa chekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema avharwe kana asina kutevedzera mutemo panosvika musi wa1 kubvumbi. Mutoro wedu nhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iye.
Danho ratorwa nemakurukota ehurumende iri raziviswa negurukota rinoona nezvevechidiki pamwe nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwao pamusangano wavaita nhasi nevatori venhau.
Mutemo weIndigenization and Economic Empowerment Act une matanho aripo ari muchikamu chechishanu section 5 anofanirwa kunzi achitorwe pane mabhizimusi nemakambani anenge asingateedzeri mutemo iwoyo. Saka makurukota ehurumende ose apiwa basa nehurumende rekuti vatsanangure kumakambani ari kutyora mutemo weindigenization kuti makambani aya haabvumidzwe kuramba achishanda muZimbabwe asingateedzeri mutemo yeZimbabwe. Kana vasina kukwanisa kupatsana ngurudzo yakanaka yekuratidza kuti sei vari kutyora mutemo, vasina zvakare kuti vatsanangure kuti chii chavari kuita kuti vagadziridze kuti vashande zvakanaka zvinoenderana nemutemo yenyika.
VaZhuwao vati izvi zvichaita kuti mutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema utevedzerwe zvizere. Asi nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi avo vaimba vachipanga mazano munyaya dzezveupfumi hwenyika mubazi rezvemari vamasimba manyanya vaudza Studio 7 kuti danho ratorwa nehurumende iri richaita kuti upfumi hwenyika hurambe huchiwira pasi sezvo vatema vazhinji vemuZimbabwe vasina mari yekuita mabhizimusi. Vamanyanya vati kana makambani aya akavharwa zvaita kuti vanhu vazhinji varasikirwe nemabasa, uye vatiwo pachazenge pasina kana mumwe chete zvake wekunze achazoda kusima mari yake munyika. Asi vaZhuwao vati Zimbabwe haina basa nemari dzinobva kunze, vachiti nyika inoine mari yakakwana. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kutaura nevesangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries pamwe neveZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce kuti tinzwe maonero avo panyaya iyi. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Mumiriri weZimbabwe muBelgium vaTedious Tafirenyika Chifamba vanoti hakuna mwana weZimbabwe akafa kana kukuvara mukubhombwa kwakaitwa guta guru renyika iyi reBrussels nezuro, kunyange paine zvimwe zvisvarwa zviviri zveZimbabwe zvaipfuura nepanhandare yendege yeZaventem yakabhombwawo. imwe nzvimbo yakabombwa inzvimbo inokwirirwa zvitima. Vanhu makumi matatu nemumwe vakafa muchiitiko ichi. Chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State chinoti ndicho chakateya mabhambu aya. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vachifamba kuti tinzwe mamiriro yakaita zvinhu muBelgium nhasi.
Nzvimbo ino vanhu vari kutambudzika zvikuru nezvakaitika nezuro. Vari kungogara vari pamaximum level of alertness yekuti vaone kuti havapinde munjodzi. Nekuonawo kuti havafambe munzvimbo dzingadai dziri at high risk.
Kazhinji kana paitika matambudziko akadai, vanhu vazhinji vanowanzopotera kumuzinda wenyu imi semiriri wenyika. Pane vana veZimbabwe vakabatwawo here mudambudziko irori rekubhombwa kwakaitwa kuBrussels?
Isu seembassy tinogara tichitaura nevakuru vekuno varidzi venyika, vari kutiudzawo ivo kuti hapana pavati vaona kuti pane muZimbabweni akange aaffectwa nezviri kuitika. Isusu seembassy zvakare tiri kutarisawo, tiri kugara tichitaura nemazimbabwenzi anogara kuno, vana vari kupinda zvikoro nevamwe vari kushanda kuno, ende vese tiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino hapana akaaffectwa nemabombing. Chatakanzwa chete ndechekuti kune vamwe vanga vachishandisa airport sevachipfuura nekuno vachienda kune dzimwe nyika, kuEurope kana kuAfrica. Takanzwa kuti kune mumwe chete kana vairi nezuro vakanga vari panharaunda yeairport vari in transit, asi vakakwaniswa pamwe chete nevamwewo vaifamba kusudurudzwa nekuendeswa kune mama airport kuti vaendere mberi nerwendo rwavo. Kune vamwewo vaiuya vataiziva ende vatanga taudzwa kuti vachapfuura nepaairport. Tinonzwa kuti vakaburuka mundege vari kune dzimwe nzvimbo nyika dzakafanana kunana France kuParis nedzimwewo nyika dziri munharaunda, vakazokwanisa kuuya kuBelgium nemabhazi.
Mumiriri weZimbabwe muBelgium vaTedia Stafire nyika chifamba vachitaura vari parunare muBrussels naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mumiriri wenyika yeChina muZimbabwe waHuan Ping nhasi vazivisa kuti nyika yavo ichapa Zimbabwe mupunga unokosha madhora mamiriyoni makumi maviri nemana senzira yekuedza kupedza dambudziko renzara iro rinonzi ratekeshera nenyika yose. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
VaPing vataura mashoko aya pamusangano wekuzeya nzira dzekupedza nzara muZimbabwe wange wakarongwa nesangano reUnited Nations nemahofisi emutungamiri wenyika muHarare nhasi. Mumiriri weChina uyu ati nyika yake ichaona kuti chikafu chichauya munyika nekukasika kuti chibatsire vanhu vane nzara. Vatiwo nyika yavo ichaita zvese zvainokwanisa kuona kuti hapana munhu anoshaya nenzara munyika. Vati rubatsiro urwu rwakapetwa katatu pane rubatsiro rwechikafu rwakapiwa kuZimbabwe neChina pamwaka wa 2014. Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu mukuru weUnited States Agency for International Development amai Stephen Fangi nemukuru weDepartment for International Development yekuBritain amai Annabel Gerry vati nyika dzavo idzo dzagara dzichibatsira Zimbabwe panyaya yenzara dziri kuongorora kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei uye dzichawedzera rubatsiro zvichienda nemamiriro anenge akaita zvinhu munyika. Vari kutungamira chirongwa chekutenga chibage munyika veNational Grain Command Center eKomodo Jasper Marangwa nda vati pari zvino chibage chiri kupinda munyika chishoma pane chiri kudiwa uye makambani akaita seGrain Marketing Board neDistrict Development Fund nemamwe vari mubasa iri vari kuita matambudziko ekutadza kusvika kunzvimbo dzese dzine vanhu vanoda rubatsiro. Vanomirira masangano anoshanda akazvimirira Maisali Dura vaudza Studio 7 kuti zvinofadza kuti hurumende iri kuedza kubatsira vanhu asi vatiwo inofanira kukoka nyika uye masangano ese anokwanisa kubatsira sezvo nzara yafunya chisero munyika.
Dai vachitogara pasi vaitamubatsira pamwe kuti zvagara zvine nzira yedu yenyika yeZimbabwe yatinokwanisa kusvika kumacommunities in a fastest way.
Mukuru wesangano reNational Association of Non-Governmental Organizations kana kuti nango vasifa zvinumwe vatiwo hurumende inofanira kushanda zvakasimba kuona kuti munhu wese awana chikafu.
Chikafu gore rino chiri kudiwa zvakanyanyisa nenyaya yekuti kwakaita nzara. Saka kana chinhu chiri chishoma pavanani kwavanhu vachibvutirana Saka ipapo government ngaione kuti ive inogadzirisa kubvitirana kungango vapo.
Pane masangano nenyika dzekunze dzakawanda dziri kubatsira Zimbabwe nechikafu, uye hurumende inoti yakatsvaka mamiriyoni mazana maviri emadhora ekutenga chikafu. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Rimwe sangano revarimi reZimbabwe Farmers Union kana kuti ZFU rinoti riri kushushikana nekuramba kuri kuita vemabhanga kutambira magwaro anopa varimi mvumo yekushandisa minda kwemakore makumi mapfumbamwe nemapfumbamwe kana kuti ma99 year lease sechibatiso kuti vakwanise kukwereteswa mari nemabhanga. Taita hurukuro nemutungamiri weZFU vaPaul Zakaria pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Dongo ndwangu ya mingu ya kutu na 99 yedu shaya shuna haku kona kutu ya nwaende wa mekura marikuma pengi. Hakuna kana mrimi mweche kwa zisha taka mbiri na kungo zizongo mrimi anoti ndatosi ya 99 yedu shangu kupengi. Ndapuwa mari. Hakuna mrimi atako na kupuwa mari yeri ziru oko. Inewari mbini mbago kama zine la kainda kule mfunja. Kwa msoro pengi na hitu. Langu wa kutu mazuki maangia perao kutu mbiki haya kushanda kushanda kutu ya nwa ya ni malona haya zuna kuitika saishi.
Sei urumende hiri kushamba za kutu wari mivaku kwa nisa kuno piwa shukwere tewa chani sama lisi iwa ya iyo vasi na kunge wanya so gadriza na mbuziko hiru hiri kususanga ya nevari
muhuru kuro jawane ita mshinzi zacho isa ati iwa njiku utani wakutu ya kune chako kurukura kichida wa mendewaona kukutu wa shika wa pete mekutuwa kikishanda asinya ya uhuru ndio kukutu nishuka na tisha kutawona mrima nukutu kukwenka kitu mari yangu hii dato isi ama 99 yedi isi yangu taizi wa bondi sana kutindo ya kubwa kwa chesekiri kukutu kika asha tushoshanda.
Vanga vari mkuru we Zimbabwe Farmers Union wa Paul Zakaria vari parunare muHarare ne Studio 7. Mangwana nyika dzakawanda dzinenge dzichipemberera zuva rekukurudzira kuti vakatyorerwa kodzero dzavo pasi rose vava nemikana yekuudzwa chokwadi chezvakaitika kana kuti International Day for the Right to the Truth concerning gross human rights violations and for the dignity of victims. Asi vakatyorerwa kodzero dzavo muZimbabwe vanoti vari kurangarira zuva iri nemisodzi pamatama. Mutoro wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Hama Agnes Ncube vane mwana akatorwa zvichisimba muna chikumi 2008 Kame Ncube uyo akabva atsakatika zvachose. Amai Ncube vanoti mwoyo wavo unorwadza nekuti havaziye kuti vatsigiri veZANU-PF vanofungidzirwa kuti vakamupamba vakamuisepi. Amai Ncube avo vachema zvinopisa tsitsi vachitaura nyaya yavo vati kusvika vatsigiri veZANU-PF vakatora mwanakomana wavo vabuda pachena kwavakamuisa maronda evakatyorerwa kodzero haasi kuzopora.
Akaita mwana wekukenda kwaguva rake handirizivi guva rake mene handirizivi mwana wekuti mupenyu here kana akafa asi ndeza kuti akafa akadaizwa ndikatava ndichitevera mastori zvika ndikadzokerwa mwana mukomana akarohwa mazino ayo.
Vachitaurawo neStudio 7 vaGraham Nyada avo vakaurayirwa baba vavo mugore ra2008 nevavanoti vatsigiri vebato reZANU-PF vati vanoshungurudzwa zvikuru kunzwa mutungamiriri wenyika vachitaura kuti muZimbabwe mune runyararo asi kumamisha kwavagere kwakaberekera ingwe.
Zvekunzi munyika mune runyararo kutaura kwepamuromo chete kwavamugabe. Amuna kana runyararo vanhu vari kudisapia vangani.
Avaaniko Chikuwa Nyanga Midzi baba vatraimo Midzi mumwe mutsigiri weMDC akaurayiwa zvakare kubhindura vati kuramba vachiona vanhu vaiponda ava zvinovadzimba moyo.
Zvino isu tinoregerera inga tiri kubva kuti kuregerera tinoregerera but I need compensation to people anozandotaura because kupodza maronda nokuti vone ndakakutadzira iwe taregererana zvife zvakaita because kurerwa kwatakaita vana isusuka hazviperi ronda racho ivo vari kufara vachifamba havana kusungwa.
Mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, Valoid Kuvea vati, vanotarisira kuti Commission ye National Peace and Reconciliation, iyo yakapuwa chigaje kupodza, pamwe nekuunza runyararo munyika, ichabata basa nemazvo kuti vanhu vakashungurudzwa vawane zororo.
Justice I see a good sound on the compensation.
Kushungurudzwa kwevanhu vanopikisana nehurumende yavamugabe kunonzi kuchiri kuenderera mberi muZimbabwe. Pari zvino, mumwe murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitai dzamara vakanyangarika muna kurume gore rapera. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Paita ropa rakaipa pakati pevaimbova gurukota rezvedzidzo vaDavid Coulthard nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nemashoko ezvinonzi zvakaitwa pamwe nezvaitaurwa navamunangagwa munguva yainzi vanhu vekumateveleland vaipondwa nemauto e5th Brigade. Vamunangagwa vanonzi muna 1983 vakaita musangano kuVictoria Falls vakati vose vaidyidzana nevavaiti vainge vapandukira nyika kana kuti madissidents vaizobatwa semapete vodirwa mushonga weDDT. Bhuku ravaColtat rinonzi The Struggle Continues, 50 Years of Tyranny in Zimbabwe. Vamunangagwa vanonzi vakazonyora tsamba kuvatori venhau vachiti havana kutaura mashoko aya uye vakati vaironga kuendesa vaColtat kumatare vachiti vainge vasvibisa zita ravo nezvavakanga vanyora mubhuku ravo. Asi vaColtat vanoti havasi kuzodududza uye vakagadzirira kuzvimirira. Bepanhaure Chronicle rakanyora nyaya iyi muna 1983 makare sezvakangonyorwawo navaColtat. Vanhu vanopfuura zviuru zviviri vanofungidzirwa kuti vakaurayiwa munguva iyi. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abata mumwe wevakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaMax Mukandla kuti tinzwewo nyaya yavo.
Vamunangagwa pavasazotange kuda kudzvenga dzvenga idare riripo kana kuti nyaya iri pachena. Chikuru ndechokuti deiyo zvava chikumbira regereiro. So munhu wowo ainge changobva kuhondo asati aziva kukura. So kuti zvekare munhu anogara achingotaura kuti ndakatrenwa inini kuuraya achitadza kutrenwa kutungamirira. Tinoda utungamiriri hwakanaka kuna vamunangagwa.
Asi kukumbira ruregerero chete kwakakwana here vaMukandla kuti kupoze mavanga nekuti pane vamwe vari kuti vanoda kuripwa nenyaya kugraundi?
Unogoripa uchiti uri kuripa mari pamunhu musha mumwe chete mumwe chete. That 20,000 iri kutaurwa iyoyo haindiyo yechokwadi nekuti vanhu vacho vakaverenga ipapapo vaitomhanya mhanya vachitiza nekuti zvanga zvisiri pamutemo. Saka naizvozvo vanhu ivo vakatowandisa kudarika ipapo. Saka munhu iye anomboita mari yatingati isusu pafamily yekwedu sesu isu vamwe tiri 7. Saka tinenge togara pasi dare racho toti baba ngavaripwe kuti mari yavo ndeyakati tozotya mari iyoyo. Haishura iroro hazviite izvozvo. Munhu ngatende mhosva yake kuregererwa kwacho maritirwa anoitwa pane zvingaitwe kumateveleland ikoko. Zvokuvaka zvikoro, mayunivhesiti, zvipiwa vanhu pachena.
Avanga vari vaMax Mukandla vaive nhengo yeZipura vari parunare naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma vari kutariswa kutanga kuferefetwa nekudyidzana kwavo nemhuri yeshoroma mabhizimusi inonzi yekwaGupta. Vari kukwikwidza musarudzo dzekumirira maRepublicans musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika vaDonald Trump navaTed Cruz vose vakwanisa kukunda musarudzo dzematunhu dzakaitwa nezuro muAmerica. Nengo idari reparamende ino mirira Bulawayo East, Muzvare Tawita Kumalo, vano tuurumende nemasangano anobatsira, vane basa guru rekubatsira vakare maram. Muzvare Kumalo, mumwe vanyarikani vainge vari pamusangano vainge warongwa nesangano reZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association muHarare. Ngatizwe hurukuru yavaita nachioneso Janiwe Studio 7.
Vana ava vari kuda rubatsiro kubva kwatiri tibabatsire kuti vagone pavanogonera ipapo kune vamwe vasingashandisa maoko vanoshandisa miromo kuti vashandise kompyuta ukamupa kompyuta iyo chimbondi drawera izvi munodona negotsi kune vamwe vanogadzira vhusi kune vanogadzira nzara kune vamwe vanopenda asi chandigumbura zvekuti ndezvekuti ndini ndoga ndanga ndiripo Bulawayo yakakura ndini ndoga ndari ndipone vanhu nevana ivavo tikambotamba tikadini pati ndarwadziwa kuti vana vakangamwa havana basa musosa endi kana muchiva daro vana ivavo akangopedza chikoro chako pachikoro ichocho chinovachengetedza ichocho haasisina upenyu wakunovharirwa kumba tiri kuti aiwa bodo vana ivava ngati vazivei kuti varipo
taona vanhu vane disability nyangu vari kupinzwa kumatare toita seko
zvatofana kuita ndezvekuti mapadzi ehurumende mapurisa uku ngakube nevanhu vanogona kuita sign language vaperekedzwe nevanhu vanovaziva mannerisms avo kuti kana chidai ari kureva zvakati ngakuende vanhu vanohwisisa vanhu ava kumatare ezvimhosva.
Nengo yedare reparamende inomirira Bulawayo East, Muzvare Tawita Kumalo, vari parunare muHarare nachioneso Janiwe Studio 7. Baiskopo rinonzi Lost Tongue iro rinorondedzera nezverurimi rwechimu runotaurwa nevanhu verudzi rwekomanisan vanowanikwa mugwenga rekalahali kusouth africa rakashura mare nesvondo manheru mushure mekuwana mubayiro unokosha wewomen film critics circle award kumutambo wesocially relevant film festival uchangobva kuitwa kunew york muno muamerica. Baiskopo iri rakaitwa nekambani yemvura yaafrica productions inotungamirwa nechizvaro chezimbabwe vadevson mudzingwa. Vachitaura vari kuJohannesburg, South Africa, vamudzingwa vanoti vakafadzwa zvikuru nekuwana mubayiro uyu sezvo baiskopo ravo rakakwanisa kuve pakati pemabaiskopo masere akawana mubayiro kubva pamabaiskopo makumi mana nemapfumbamwe. Vanoti vanofunga kuti kucherechedzwa kwavakaitwa uku kuchabatsira zvikuru kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa pamwe nedzimwewo hurumende dzakaitawo seZimbabwe dzichengetedze mitauro iyo inonzi iri kuenda ichitsakatika. Muchikamu chedu chatinotaura nezvizvaro zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika taita hurukuro navamudzingwa.
Chitiko chakatikashamadza uyewo chikatifadza kuti pamabaiskopo anosvika iwo makumi mana nemapfumbamwe airatidzwa ikoko nemipando yakasiyana siyana inoita iyo madhokumendari ari marefu munova matatiri nemadhokumendari ari mapfupi uyewo nemafirimu aya anonzi efiction muchirungu pange pachikwanisa kupo vanhu mubayiro anosvika ivo kuda vasere. Takava umwe wevakacherechedzwa zvikuru kunzi basa ratakabata ibasa guru basa rakafadza uye basa rakakosha mukati nepasi rose panguva ino. Saka takafadza zvikuru nezvatange zvichibuda izvi kubva kuvanhu veWomen Film Critics Circle Award.
Iwo mubayiro wamakawana wethe Women Film Critics Circle Award wakakosha zvakadii?
Mubayiro wakakosha unoremekedza zvikuru iwewo kunyika yeamerica ikokono nepasi rose nenyaya yekuti gungano iri gungano remadzimai anoongorora iwo zvinoitika mumabaiskopo uyewo vamwe vacho vachigadzira mafirimu uyewo vamwe vacho vachiita zvekunyora nezvekutapa nhau vanoita gungano akasiyana siyana pakati pegore vachiona kuti mafirimu api akaitwa nemadzimai ari kutaura nyaya dzakakosha kana kuti mafirimu api akaitwa chero nevarume asi ane dingindira riri kusunda nyaya dzakakosha munyika. Izvi ndo zvakaita kuti vange vasvika pakutsarudza baiskopo redu rinonzi Lost Tongue uye mukutaura kwavakaita iwo vachitipa mubayiro uyu vakataura vachiti vakafadza zvikuru nenyaya yekuti ibasa guru rinoratidza kugara kwevanhu uyewo nemagariro atinoita netsika nemagariro noti kuti kune vekomanisan chete vatakange tichibudisa mubaiskopo iri asi kumunhu wose ari pasi rose akaona baiskopo iri anosvika pakuzvibvunza mubvunzo wekuti ndini ani ndinobva kupi uyewo pandakabva ndichiri kukuziva here mutauro wangu ndichiri kukutaura here uyewo tikari magariro dzedu ndichiri kudzitevera here. Zvakavafadza zvikuru ndosaka vakati aiwa rikati kukumikidzei mubayiro uyu nemucherechedzo nebasa ramakabata.
Totarisawo iwo verudzi rwekoman san vamai tarisa munhoroondo yenyu vakatambirawo sei kubudirira kwakaita baiskopo reawe iri
vatazivisa pari zvino vasvika pakunge vachisununguka zvikuru nekuti vakanga vasingafungiri kuti zvinhu zvakara sezvizvi zvingasvika kunge zvichiitika munzvimbo yavanogara yekalahari vajara kuona vanhu vanoyaita mabaiskopo vamwanoita maadvets aya ekutengesa vachisvika vachivashandisa vachibva vaenda vabva vanosvika pakunge vachinyangarika asi chinhu chokutanga kwavariwo kuti panosvika pakunge vachiuya vamwe vanhu vanotora bhaisikopo pamakore matatu bhaisikopo riya rabuda vanoramba vachivasundidzira vachitaura kuti aiwa kune vanhu vakati vari kukalahari uku zvikuvafadza chose uyewo vari kusvika pakunge vachinyemwerera kuti aiwa tiri kucherechedzwawo nezvati tiri kuda kunge tichiita kuno kwatigere kukalahari
tichitarisa iro kubudirira kwaita bhaisikopo iri munofunga here kuti kune zvakungabatsira muhurumende yesouth africa kuti inge ichicherechedza nekuremekedza zviri kuchemerwawo neverudzi rwekoman san
mubayiro uyoyu uyewo necherechedzo iyoyi ichange ichiunza mudongodongo kune vanhu vakasiyana siyana totione kuhurumende yesouth africa nokuti kana zvinhu zvadai zvinobva zvatanga kunge zvichibuda kune mapepanhau uyewo nenhepfenyuro dzakaita sedzenyu idzi zvinoita kuti hurumende itange kuona kuti pane zvinhu zvinoda kunge zvichigadziriswa pangadai pakakanganisika kuti panga vatokanganisika zvachose
vamudzingwa chizvarwa chezimbabwe zvii zvamaigirawo zimbabwe panhoroondo iyoyi yasimudzwa nebhaisikopo the lost tongue
zvakaita seizvezvi zvakoshawo kuti mukati menyika yezimbabwe iyoyi nesechizvarwa chenyika yezimbabwe ndinge ndosvika pakunzwa kunge ndichiita manyau yokuti iyi nyaya yabudikidza kuitwa kukalahari kubudza nevanhu vekukoman san inyaya zvakare inda kuongororwawo nemukati mehurumende yakafana nezimbabwe kuti zvinofa kunge zvichigadziriswa kuvanhu vekukalahari zvinge zvinogadziriswa mukati menyika yedu kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzemitauro yakusvika pakunge ichikotama nekutsvakati
vanga vari vadhevison mudzingwa vanotungamira mvura yaafrica production vari parunare mujohannesburg south africa nestudio 7 zimbabwe nezuro yakabatana nedzimwe nyika mukucherechedza zuva rekuchengetedzwa kwemiti nemvura pasi peunited nations mukuzeya nyaya iyi chioniso jani westudio 7 abata mukuru wehuman settlement muunited nations habitat dr thomas chiramba
tese vanhu vari panyika panapa ndo patinorangarira nokufunga kuti tingachengetedze sei mvura nemiti kuitira kuti tikwanise kurarama pasi pano nenzira yekuti kana zvisipo izvozvizvi hapana kurarama
dingindira regore rino rinoti mvura nemiti izvi zvinorevei
ndinofunga kuti pfungwa yekuti vanhu vafunge nezvemvura nemabasa kuti vanyatsofungisisa kuti zvaka zvinoenderana nepapi ende uye zvingaitwe kuti tikwanise kuwana mabasa akati wandei nekuti vana vese vanokwanisa kuwana pokushanda mvura inge iripo nekuita izvozvo zvino mvura inoshanda munzira dzakasiyana siyana kana kuri kuti kuchengetedza mabasa
mukuru wehuman settlement muunited nations habitat dr thomas chiramba totarisa nhau dzemitambo gurukota rinoona nezvemitambo munyika vamakosi nhlongwane nemutungamiri wesangano rezifa wafilip chiyangwa nhasi vasangana nevatambi vechikwata chenhabvu chemawarriors
gurukota vari vemutambo vamakosi nhlongwane vanga vachifamba nemutungamiriri wezimbabwe football association vadr philip chiyangwa vakakurudzira timu kuti timu ishande nesimba kuti zimbabwe ikwanise kunohwina
asika tinoona kuti mutambo uyu uri kuuya panguvapo nyaya yehori yematch fixing iri kunetsa imowo muchikwata chemawarriors nekuzifa ikoko zviri kufamba sei hazvisi kukanganisa here magadziriro emutambo uyu
isu kezifa hatikurudziri uhori
manzwa mutauriri wezifa vahlolani gwesela vachitaura parunare namavelas muhlanganya wayo westudio 7 musakanganwa chirongwa chedu chelive talk apo tichange tichitarisa nyaya yehurumende yekuti ichavhara makambani ose anotadza kuendesa zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana kuvatema sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro wenhau zvakare gurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vapatrick zhuau vanoti makambani anotadza kupa vatema zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana panosvika musi wa 1 kubvumbi achamanikidzwa kuvhara mumiriri wezimbabwe kubelgium anoti hapana mwana wezimbabwe akafa mukubhombwa kwakaitwa munyika iyi nezuro anokuonekai nemufaro ndini jonga kandemiiri ndiri muwashington dc ndekusiyai mina chris gande namavelas muhlanganya uye
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe's cabinet has ordered all foreign-owned companies operating in Zimbabwe to shut down next month if they do not comply with the country's indigenization regulations.
This is a decision that affects all sectors. It's a decision which says, look, abide by the law.
China says it will give Zimbabwe rice worth $24 million for drought relief aid as food shortages grip the nation.
Former Education Minister David Coulthard clashes with Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa on five brigade atrocities.
The specific comments in the book regarding Vice President Mnangagwa actually came from the Chronicle reports in 1983, which we've had access to.
And no Zimbabwean has been caught up in terrorist attacks in Belgium.
We have been actively contacting the authorities here, and we are aware that one or two Zimbabweans were transiting through Brussels, but fortunately they were not affected.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
President Robert Mugabe's cabinet has ordered all foreign-owned companies operating in Zimbabwe to close shop on April 1st if they do not comply with the country's indigenization regulations requiring them to transfer at least 51% of their shares to black Zimbabweans. Indigenization Minister Patrick Juwawo made the announcement in Harare today. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Juwawo told a news conference that the cabinet decision would ensure that the indigenization law was complied with, adding that this provides support measures for the empowerment of black Zimbabweans.
This is a decision that affects all sectors. It's a decision which says, look, abide by the law. Companies make their own decisions here. We're leaving this to companies to decide. They must decide that, look, are we going to abide by the law or not? And if I'm a shareholder of a company, I would now be asking my management, look, Mr. MD, I would be asking my board, chairman of the board, why are we not abiding by the law?
Some economists have argued that potential investors are shunning Zimbabwe because of its scary policies, such as the Black Empowerment Regulations. However, Joao told Studio 7 after the news conference that the country does not require any foreign direct investment.
Foreign direct investment is not the solution to this economy. This argument that says this country is crying for foreign direct investment is not true. Yes, foreign direct investment is something that is required, but what is actually required more in this economy is efficiency, productivity, and higher production levels.
The cabinet's decision, announced by Juwawo, was criticized by former chief economist in the finance ministry, Masimba Manyanya, who said it was surprising that the government had taken such a decision at a time when the International Monetary Fund has just completed a staff-monitored program in the country. He added that most black Zimbabweans do not have the capital to venture into top businesses owing to the country's economic meltdown. He said this move would cripple Zimbabwe's ailing economy. Efforts to get a comment from the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries and the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce were fruitless. The decision to force foreign-owned companies to close shop by April 1st if they do not meet the nation's empowerment regulations also came at a time when the government also ordered all diamond firms that were operating in the Chiadzwa area in Manicaland province to cease operations, rendering thousands of workers jobless. The government said the companies were not properly registered, while some of them were refusing to join a state entity designed to take care of diamond mining activities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Chiripasi. Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Wang Ping, says the Asian nation is expected to provide rice worth about $24 million for drought relief aid as Zimbabwe facing a devastating El Nino-induced drought, which has resulted in serious food shortages. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Speaking at a drought response stakeholders meeting co-hosted by the United Nations and the Office of the President and Cabinet, Ping said the Chinese government had given more than what the embassy had requested.
China is going to provide or donate rice worth of 160 million yuan, which is approximately equals to 24.6 million US dollars in rice to Zimbabwe as emergency food assistance.
He said the assistance is more than double the Chinese government had provided to Zimbabwe in the 2014 season. The head of the United States Agency for International Development, Stephen Funke, and the British Agency for International Development Chief, Annabel Gerry, also said they were in touch with their countries with a view to mobilize additional funding for drought relief. Funke said the USAID, which has since June last year spent $35 million on humanitarian assistance in the country, would soon be making an announcement on additional funding.
This year, our budget is budgeted for $40 million, which is already an increase, and we received indications last week that there will be a substantial increase to this money, and we hope over the next 2 weeks that we'll be able to announce what that amount is.
European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Philippe Van Dem, said while the European Union was willing to assist, it was worried by the discrepancies in the numbers of people who needed assistance.
We are, of course, working on additional support measures. While I'm always asking questions on coherence of data, it's because the coherence of data makes it so much easier to plead with all capitals on what are the gaps. So we are very eagerly waiting for the finalization of the updated humanitarian response plan, because this will facilitate the communication with our respective capitals.
The government says almost 4 million people are in urgent need of drought relief aid. Air Commodore Jasper Marangwanda of the National Grain Command Center said about 3.1 million people from virtually all rural districts were in need of food. He said though government has secured resources to purchase grain, the state was failing to distribute the monthly national requirement of 30,400 metric tons. He said only 20,266 tons were being distributed monthly.
This means that only 57% of the monthly grain requirements have been released by GMB for distribution to the vulnerable.
He said there was need to complement the Grain Marketing Board, the District Development Fund and the Road Motor Services in moving grain to ensure that all affected families received grain on time. Zimbabwe has secured more than $240 million for the purchase of grain, but is facing problems in bringing grain into the country as neighboring nations like Zambia are also facing drought and have put restrictions on maize exports. So far, imports are coming from South America, while Europe is also being considered as another maize source. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Former Senator David Coltart, who's also a veteran lawyer, maintains that he stands by remarks contained in his book regarding what Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is reported to have said in 1983 when government deployed the North Korean-trained 5 Brigade in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces, which, according to human rights activists, allegedly killed at least 20,000 innocent civilians. The massacres, commonly referred to as Gugurahundi or washing away chaff, have reportedly unsettled the vice president, who's believed to be harboring presidential ambitions. Our correspondent Taura Ishaba brings us more.
Coltart told Studio 7 that he carried out a thorough research for his autobiography titled The Struggle Continues, saying he stands by what he wrote. Coltart has become embroiled in a row with Mnangagwa after it emerged that his recently published book contains statements that sometime in 1983 Mnangagwa made, which encouraged violence against civilians, marking the start of what came to be known as Gukurahundi. Coltart said he relied on some reports in the state-controlled Chronicle newspaper, which he had believed to be true, as Mnangagwa never sued the publication for those remarks.
The specific comments in the book regarding Vice President Mnangagwa actually came from Chronicle reports in 1983, which we've had access to. And my assumption has always been that the Chronicle then reported accurately. Vice President Mnangagwa never complained about the Chronicle reports of what he said then, and he's never sued them in the past 33 years. So one has to assume that he was correctly reported on. And to that extent, yes, I stand by what is written in the book.
In a statement, Mnangagwa said he was concerned by remarks in Coltart's book and that the statements attributed to him were false. He has threatened to sue the senator, but Coltart has remained steadfast. Asked if he believed that the ordinary majority could still forgive the perpetrators of Gukurahundi, given the state's apparent intransigence, Coltart, who has in the past urged offenders to apologize for the atrocities, said he feels that the massacres cannot be taken in isolation, as Zimbabwe has gone through a number of traumatic experiences in the past. Coltart said he would not be the right person to demand any apology from Gukurahundi perpetrators, but said he believed there is need for truth-telling.
This is not something that I can say. I wasn't a victim of the Gukurahundi. To that extent, I have no right to demand any apology from Vice President Mnangagwa. All I've done is represent people, victims of that era. And from my representation of those people, I know that they do want an acknowledgement that what happened, in fact, happened. And yes, they would like an apology. And they would like some form of communal reparations for the harm that was done to them.
Human rights activist Mbuso Fuzwayo said Mnangagwa could have used this opportunity to take responsibility and come clean on his involvement in Gukurahundi atrocities.
Instead of him denying, I think he was supposed to be utilizing this opportunity to apologize to the people of Matabeleland and in Zimbabwe in general. If he thinks it's not true what the Coltart wrote and what is in the Chronicle archives, I think the best route for him is to go to court so that he proves his innocence in court. That's what the people are expecting him to do, either to take responsibility, apologize as a vice president, or go to court to say no. The Chronicle wrote lies about me and Coltart is writing lies about me.
Programs director Tine Mukwewa of the Abameli Human Rights Lawyers said as the issue of Gukurahundi has rarely been discussed openly, Zimbabweans could salvage something positive from the row between Coltart and Mnangagwa to help bring closure over the issue.
Clearly, Zimbabwe has had no conversation around Gukurahundi. So this is an opportune time where Zimbabwe can, in a structured manner, have a truth-telling mechanism where the victims themselves can tell their story, where the accused can also tell their own story. Zimbabwe now needs the National Peace and Reconciliation Bill to come into play, but the bill has to speak about truth-telling so that we find in Zimbabwe.
Participants at a recent meeting on transitional justice said there can only be closure on the thorny Gukurahundi issue if there's telling of the truth and acknowledgement of the atrocities. The 5 Brigade was deployed in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces to quell what the government called a dissident menace caused by some disgruntled former ZIPRA members who were unhappy over the way they were left out of the Zimbabwe National Army and other political issues. A local newspaper posted photographs of articles published in the Chronicle in 1983 in which Mnangagwa reportedly compared dissidents to cockroaches and bugs. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metom Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
a documentary directed by a Zimbabwean wins a top film award here in the U.S.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Belgian authorities continue searching for one of the men believed to be responsible for Tuesday's airport and metro bombings in Brussels, which killed at least 31 people and wounded 271 others. Belgian federal prosecutor Frederik van Leeuw confirmed that two brothers, Khalid and Ibrahim El Bakrou, were the suicide bombers killed in the attacks.
Khalid, 27, blew himself up on a metro train at the Maubik station, according to Van Leeuw. He said the 29-year-old Ibrahim carried out one of the two suicide explosions at the airport. Both men, who were identified by their fingerprints, were Belgian nationals and had criminal records for armed robbery. Khalid has been wanted on charges of terrorism, according to a red notice issued by Interpol. U.S. President Barack Obama joined other leaders in expressing his condolences to the people of Belgium for the attacks at the Brussels airport and metro system. He said his mission is to defeat ISIL.
One of the great strengths of the United States, and part of the reason why we have not seen more attacks in the United States, is we have an extraordinarily successful, patriotic, integrated Muslim American community. They do not feel ghettoized. They do not feel isolated. Their children are our children's friends going to the same schools. They are our colleagues in our workplaces. They are our men and women in uniform fighting for our freedom. And so any approach that would single them out or target them for discrimination is not only wrong and un-American, but it also would be counterproductive because it would reduce the strength, the antibodies that we have to resist terrorism.
That there was U.S. President Barack Obama issuing his condolences to the people of Belgium. Meanwhile, so far reports indicate that there is no Zimbabwean who was caught up in the explosions. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached Zimbabwe ambassador to Belgium, Tedias Tafirenyika Chifamba, for more details.
The information that we have so far is that all Zimbabweans are safe. At least I can speak on behalf of the diplomats and their families. I can also speak of the students who are studying in Belgium. We have been actively contacting the authorities here, and we are aware that one or two Zimbabweans were transiting through Brussels, but fortunately they were not affected. For some that we were expecting to arrive yesterday, they disembarked in Paris and came by bus to Belgium. So far the information that we have is that no Zimbabweans were affected.
But how is the situation like at the moment?
Well, the situation is very tense, but the authorities are doing everything in their power to keep the whole situation calm, but on maximum alert. The airport is still closed. Hopefully, it should be open later today or tomorrow, or as soon as they are convinced that they have cleared the place and it's safe for use.
The United States State Department has warned Americans about potential risks to travel in Europe, saying, and I quote, terrorist groups continue to plan near-term attacks throughout Europe, targeting sporting events, tourist sites, restaurants, and transportation. Any travel advisory from Harare?
For the Americans, one could probably understand because one of the areas that was attacked at the airport yesterday was the check-in counters for U.S.-bound flights. And perhaps this is why they would be quite edgy about giving their citizens travel warnings. But like anywhere else, we depend on the security advisories that are coming from host countries. And I would not at this stage think that we can say that it's dangerous to travel to Europe per se.
That was Zimbabwe Ambassador to Belgium, Tedias Tafirenyika Chifamba, speaking with Studio 7.
Businessman Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz split two U.S. Republican presidential nominating contests yesterday, while on the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won two of three states' races against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
And a man who climbed an iconic 24-meter sequoia tree in downtown Seattle is still refusing to come down, despite efforts of police and firefighters.
A documentary, Lost Tongue, directed by Zimbabwean Davison Mudzingwa of Mvuraya Africa Production, scooped the prestigious Women Film Critics Circle Award at the just-ended socially relevant film festival held in New York in the United States. Mudzingwa says he's over the moon with the accolades as his documentary stood out among the best 8 out of 49 countries. He says they are encouraged by this recognition, adding that it gives them confidence that their work resonates with the whole world. The documentary is about the dying Nu language spoken by the Komani son of the Kalahari Desert in South Africa and how it can be saved from extinction. Reporter Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Mudzingwa about this achievement and what it means to Zimbabwe.
Firstly, we were surprised and then we were humbled to realize that there are people out there who realize the importance of our work. And when the Women Film Critics Circle singled out our production as one that they wanted to award at the Social Relevant Film Festival, we're really encouraged by this, because this is the work that we did painstakingly for about 3 years. And to have someone in the United States of America realizing that there is something significant in this production and there's something that is worth of awarding, we're really humbled and also encouraged at the same time.
How important is this award?
Firstly, I think this award is important at different levels. The first being the film itself will start turning heads. It will start gaining traction going forward. And more festivals will open up to this film to understand how our film got this particular award. And people want to watch this kind of film. But the main aim of this film is to bring awareness on this critical issue of the language that is dying, the Kalahari. Not only that, but the values and the culture that is slowly dying, because any culture is attached to the language of any particular tribe. So we believe this documentary and this award or this recognition will bring to the attention to those authorities in the government, in the corporate sector, and also in foundations or individuals that is something that is urgent here that needs to be done, that has been highlighted or brought to the fore by this film.
But do you see the South African government taking any action following this achievement?
We really envisage that. That's the ideal situation, and we are proud or happy that the South African government responds to such kind of calls. And there's a particular board that they have called the Pan-African Language Board, and they work on these cases, and we hope once they see this documentary, they will try to expedite this case of the Komansan people to realize that the new language that is slowly dying can be resuscitated or can be saved so that it can live for more years to come.
How was the news received in South Africa that Lost Tongue has won an award?
The news is starting to filter out now because we won the award on Sunday evening. So it's starting to filter out now. And people that are close to this are really thrilled, because they believe this cause is a worthy cause that needs to be followed, and that needs some particular attention from the whole country. This is not just the issue of the Kalahari or the Komansan people, but the whole country and the whole world needs to come or to bring their own attention and their own energy to the issue of Kalahari, so that these people can have a multimedia center that we are bringing through the Lost Tongue Legacy Project, so that they can have their own recordings of the language and also learn other particular skills through this multimedia center in the Kalahari. So hope this and the excitement that is in the air in the country and around the world will bring this main issue to the fore.
Mr. Mudzingwa is a Zimbabwean. How is Zimbabwe benefiting from all these achievements?
Zimbabwe being part of the global world at the moment, we believe a story told elsewhere in the world can apply anywhere in another country. And this particular documentary is a universal-themed documentary. because it's an issue that has to do with any human being in the world. This is a documentary that has a lot of aspects that speak to any person, but it's a language issue, it's a culture issue, a values issue, an identity issue, and also a race issue, and it applies elsewhere. And in Zimbabwe in particular, we have issues of the same breadth. We have languages that are slowly dying, that are not recognized. Languages such as Nambia, Tonga, and also Ndau in the Manicaland, Kalana. These are languages that are not recognized and are given prominence that they deserve. So I believe this story can as well be applicable in the situation in Zimbabwe. People will start to realize that, oh, what's happening in South Africa is also happening to us. What can we do? And they can do something motivated by this documentary.
That was Zimbabwean Davison Mudzingwa, director of Mvuraya Africa Productions in Johannesburg, South Africa, speaking with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
And in sports news, Sports Minister Makosini Hlongwane and FIFA President Philip Chiyangwa met with the Warriors team in Harare today to boost their morale ahead of their Africa Cup of Nations qualifier this Easter holiday. Zimbabwe Football Association spokesperson Xolani Gwesela says Hlongwane and Chiyangwa wanted to also make sure that all is well in the Warriors camp. He said preparations for the team's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Swaziland are now at an advanced stage, with most of the foreign-based players called in to boost the team in the country for the crucial match. Gwesela tells us that three players based in Britain called up for the tie were not able to make it, but are expected to be part of the squad in future.
The squad met the Minister of Sport and Recreation, Honorable Makosini Hlongwane, together with the FIFA President, Mr. Philip Chiyangwa, together with the FIFA Vice President, Mr. Omega Chivanda, and the Director General of the FRSC, Mr. Nana Chena. These raised the morale of the players and they encouraged the team to work tirelessly and to bring glory to this beautiful nation and to raise the Zimbabwean flag high.
What did the minister say as a word of encouragement to the team?
The minister encouraged the players to work tirelessly and ensure that Zimbabwe emerges victorious, as this will bring glory and delight to this beautiful nation of Zimbabwe.
But we understand that some of the foreign-based players who were called to be part of the team had not yet arrived. Can you update us on who is still to arrive in camp?
I can confirm that only three players, that is Tendai Darikwa, he indicated to us that he's ready to play for Zimbabwe, but he has some family issues to solve. Brendan Galloway, he was selected to play for the under-21 squad of England. Yes, he was unable to play for Zimbabwe, but he should decide to play for Zimbabwe in the future. The door is still open for him. Then we have Mark Bourne. Mark Bourne is in possession of a British passport. He's still sorting out his documentation. Once those citizenship issues are sorted out, he'll be free to play for Zimbabwe.
That was Xolani Gwesela, FIFA spokesperson, speaking to us from Harare.
Remember to tune in for Live Talk today, where we'll be talking with listeners and experts about government's move to shut down foreign-owned companies not complying with Zimbabwe's indigenization law. If you wish to join us, call us at 001-202-619-2007. I beg your pardon. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Now to recap on today's top stories. President Robert Mugabe's cabinet has ordered all foreign-owned companies operating in Zimbabwe to shut down next month if they do not comply with the country's indigenization regulations.
China says it will give Zimbabwe rice worth $24 million for drought relief and aid as food aid shortages grip the nation.
Former Education Minister David Coulter had clashes with Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa on five brigade atrocities.
That's it for tonight. Please do stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with yours truly, Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 23 Mbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazo muhle olambulela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Dada kuzokuba nini nalokho ngihlupheka ngoba mina ngisela umuntu ongcedisa empilweni nami. Sakuna mfisa ukuncedisa abantu babona ukuthi bangaya esikolo bakwazi ukudla, bakwazi ukuhlala pokuhle khona ngoba okwakhathe sina ngumuntu ohluphekayo kwaqiniswa angisebenzi.
Abahlukuluzwa ngendaba zombusazwe bathi bafuna inhlawulo evela kulabo ababahlukumezayo, iningi labo kungabalunga ebandla leZANU-PF.
Baningi abantu bakithi abalobayayo belobela enyanga ezandleni zikaparents uShirilo. Kodwa bonke lokho bekhomandwa nguye yena uMnangagwa ephethe i-state security, abantu babedobha abantu ezindlini ebusuku. Umuntu owonayo sibili okukwaziwayo uMnangagwa nge-state security.
Abahalwa impi yenkululeko bekuvuyo leZipra bathi kusobala ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa waphathekwa kabanzi kumbhuqazwe weGugurawundi. Uhulumende uthi imisebenzi yezemigodi yiyo engaphathisa kakhulu ukuvuselela inotho yeZimbabwe ingaqutshwa kakuhle isebenzelana lezokulima. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Abahlukuluzwa ngendaba zombusazwe bathi bafuna inhlawulo evela kulabo abahlukumezayo, iningi labo kungamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF, besithi bona ngoba ukujeziswa kwabo ngokubotshwa kungabasuthisi njalo abanye babo kababotshwanga lokubotshwa. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Unkosikazi Agnes Ncube waseGugwe eveza ubuhlungu bakhe lapho elandisa phezu kokwenzakala kundodana yakhe eyazalwa inye eyabulawa ngocuku ngamalunga eZANU-PF, lamanje kungaziwa ukuba abambulalayo bamngcwaba ngapi, efela kuba lilunga lebandla eliphikisayo le-MDCT. Abaphathwa kubi kuzihlakalo zokuhlukuluzwa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo balandise okwabehlelayo emhlanganweni oqoqwe ngabe-National Transitional Justice Working Group in Zimbabwe ukwandulela ukuqakathekiswa kosuku lokunanza ukulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu emhlabeni jikelele olwe International Day for the Right to Truth Concerning Gross Human Rights Violations and for the Dignity of Victims lukamhlaka 24 Mbimbitho. Unkosikazi Ncube uthi lokhe ebuhlungu njalo akanelisi ukuzisebenzela njengoba laye wachaywa walinyazwa kabuhlungu wakhumuka lamazinyo.
Anamntwana nabazukulu abathathu, impilo mazini ami nami kulo muntu ongithengela amazini. Izani ngenzelani? Ingenzelani zani? Yanje uyambulala umntwana.
Omunye wabalandise ubunzima abhekane labo ngemva kokubulawelwa umkakhe Khochi Yadzwa ngunkosikazi Sithandekile Ncube. Yena uthi umkakhe wabulawa ngomunye wamapholisa engelacala ayelidalile.
Madoda, kuze kube nini nalokhu engihlupheka ngoba mina ngisela muntu oncedisa empilweni yami. Mina ngifisa ukuncedisa abantu bami babone ukuthi bangaya esikolo, bakwanise ukudla, bakwanise ukuhlala lapho kuhle khona ngoba okwakhathi esina ngumuntu ohluphekayo kwaqiniswa. Angisebenzi ukuthi ngingayitshaya ukuthi ngenze ukuthi ukuze imali kwangikhona akukwani lutho. Ugcina ucabanga ngicabanga ngasiyo ezambulalisa kube kwenti mina ngathiwa ngingumuntu orayithi.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum ephatheka kumisebenzi yokutholisa uZulu usizo lwamagqwetha, uMnumzana Lloyd Kuveya, uchaze lumhlangano walamhla njengendlela yokusungula uhambo lokuphathisa abahlukunyezwayo laba ukupholisa amanxeba abo. UKuveya ethi kuyindlela njalo yokuphathisana labe Human Rights Commission kunhlelo zabo zokudingisisa okwenzakalayo ukuze kungaze kwaphinda kube khona kwelizayo, zixazululwe lezo ndaba, bagwetshwe abagwetshwayo, kuthi nxa kuvuma bahlawulwe abahlukuluzwayo. Abaqoqela umhlangano bathi bakubone kufanele batholise abahlukuluzwayo laba ithuba lokuba balandise bona ngokwabo inhlungu abahlangana lazo ngaleso sikhathi, lokuthi batsho lezo nkinga abalokhe bebhekane lazo ngendlela yokubaphathisa ekuthini babhodle lanxa kungelula ukuwapholisa lawo manxeba kanye lokuzikhohlwa izehlakalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Abalwa impi yenkululeko bekuvuyo leZibra bathi kusobala ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa waphatheka kabanzi ngumbhuqazwe weGugurahundi, njalo wethula amazwi kaningi etshotshozela ukubulawa kwabantu besigaba seMidlands leMathabeleland libutho le-5th Brigade. Ngakho-ke bathi akulandlela Mnangagwa angaphika lokhu ngoba kulobufakazi bamazwi akhe obukhona emaphephandabeni afana le-Chronicle lapha ayekhuluma edolobheni le-Folosi ngomnyaka ka-1983. Udaba lolu luqale ngomvulo lapho Mnangagwa aphike khona imbiko esebhukwini likamnumzana David Coulthard ethi watshela umhlangano eMathabeleland North ngo-1983 ukuthi ama-dissident ayengamawu ayemele abulawe aqedwe kanye labantu ababewasekela. Kodwa abufakazi bephephandaba le-Chronicle elalotshwa mhlaka-5 ngombimbitho ngo-1983 buveza sobala ukuthi ngempela wawatsho amazwi la uMnumzana Mnangagwa. UMnumzana Coulthard yena uthi uthi uyama ngamazwi akhe. Ongumhleli wephephandaba le-The Chronicle ngaleso sikhathi uMnumzana Jeff Nyarota laye wethule amazwi namhla esithi akulandlela Mnangagwa angalandula imbiko le. Owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuZibra uMnumzana Moses Mzilandlovu uthi izandla zikaMnumzana Mnangagwa zibomvu gebhu ngegazi labantu besigaba seMathabeleland leseMidlands.
Kusobala ukuthi abantu laba bayasazi isono sabo ebantwini beMathabeleland. Yikho ukuzama nje ukulandula ukuthi njengobana bengabakhokheli belizwe, yikuzama ukuthi isenzo lesi esenzakala lapha sapho kwenzakala nje kungala muntu osenzayo. Ngoba nxa elandula uthi yena kwenziwa ngubani? Abafazi abadlwengulwayo, abantwana abasala bengalaboyisa abangabaziyo, le mizi yabantu eyatshiswayo, nempahla ezatshontshwayo, neempahla zamasiko ezatshontshwayo, konke lokhu nxa sikuhlanganisa kachasa phela ukuthi kwenziwa ngubani. Nxa wayekhokhela engomunye wabakhokheli bakahulumende, atsho ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uthi kwenziwa ngubani. Njalo nxa sithi yona elandula ukuthi yena azange akuthola amagama, ngatsho ukuthi kwatsho mbani. Atsho nokuthi amagama akhulunywa e-5th Brigade isenza i-Passout Parade, wabatshela ukuthi bayebulala bonke abantu abangamalunga ezaphu ngubani. Ezi kwakhona lokhu kuningi akukhulumayo ngaphandle kokuthi kuthiwa abantu bakithi amathebeleni ngamawu. Wathi khona abantu bayebulawa kahle kahle ngubani, ngoba wayekhona yena uMnangagwa abantu babesenza i-Passout Parade. Ngatsho ukuthi batshela ukuthi kahle kahle iziqondiso zathi sithini ngaphandle kwalokho engikuthoyo ukuthi yikho abakutshelwayo ukuthi baye eMathabeleland bayebulala wonke umuntu owayesempini, wonke umuntu olunga lezaphu, wonke umuntu ehlobo lesiphethe egoli, into engathiyi muntu khona eMathabeleland.
Ungobani baba Mzila ongabaqamba uthi yizo ingqungquthela ezaphehla iGugurahundi ezaphatheka kulumbhuqazwe abaphilayo okwamanje la sebasichiyayo? ongathanda ukubona bejeziswa?
Ngibala yena owayebusa ngaleso sikhathi engu-Prime Minister uMnumzane Robert Mugabe. Yena u-Emmerson Mnangagwa owayengu-minister, mbala uSydney Sekeramaye owayengu-minister, ngibala uPensilo owayengu-commander weGugurawundi, ngibala u-Innocent Nkala loHerbert Ushekunze, abangabantu abaphendla into yeGugurawundi babuya basenza leso sigabakhokhela. Ngikhangela umuntu owayengu-commander weNational Army yeZimbabwe, uSolomon Mjuru osowafayo.
Hallo ke ngumnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu ohalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra njalo oyengumphathi ntambo obona ngokukhumisana umlotha phansi kukahulumende womanyano owawubunjwe ngamacele eMDC omabili lele ZANU PF. Amazwi kamnumzana Mzila Ndlovu agcizelelwe ngomunye njalo laye owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra umnumzana Max Mkandla.
Mnangagwa ulecala elikhulu, thina soze sikhohlwe, sizamxolela. Umuntu uyaxolelwa kodwa asikhohlwa, yiyo ispirithi esilayo. Abantu bebathi bhelene aso bantu labana abadinga ukuthi khona labo beyibulala, hayi babulala bani, ngoba kulabantu phela ababeshonile babethethe emadebelelendi, kulabantwana abathathwa ngamashona ngale lathi amandebele sathatha abeshonile. So umuntu wonke lapha waselwa, yiliqiniso elikhona. Kodwa ke umuntu angazabalekela icala lakhe, gaxolise into ayenzayo kwakuyibuntwana, ngathi yena kwakuyibuntwana. Angazathi yena hayi ngakwazi lokhu, azengibe lesandla kukho. Pho ke waba lesandla kukho ngubani? Wayehlala uMnangagwa lana lobosidini Sekeramaye kukomithi yona liyana eyiyo eyayikhangela uhlelo lweGugurawundi, yayona eyayithiwa yi-Crack Force. By then iqalisa ngangisesekhona ngu-Ami, yayi-Crack Force besiyatrainela enyanga. So baningi abantu bakithi abalobayelayo belobela enyanga ezandleni zikaparensi uShiri lo. Kodwa bonke lokho bekhomandwa nguye yena uMnangagwa, wayephethe i-state security, abantu babedobha abantu ezindlini ebusuku. Umuntu owonayo sibili okwaziwayo uMnangagwa nge-state security ngisitho i-CIO.
Abanye abakuzana uPF abaphikisana loMnangagwa bayahleka bayathokoza bathi sokumtholile. Kodwa abanye bathi abantu labo bayakhohle ukuthi uMnangagwa wayesebenzela uMgabe. uMgabe yena lo abathi bayamsupporta bayamsekela nguyingqungquthela eGugurawundi, akunjalo na?
Hayi, uMnangagwa wayesebenzela yena ngoba laye wayekhethwe nguye phelo ewu-Prime Minister ukuthi khona lwane ebambile luyani ugatsha, omunye ebambile luyani ugatsha. Kodwa kukhona sibili okugcwalayo ukuthi abathokozeleli kuphela uMnangagwa ukuthi khona sokumbambile laye. Wonke umuntu olaphana osefuna iposition bathi beshift ama-goals abo besuke kuMnangagwa bayangenela yena uMgabe kakhesi. So kukhona laphana ukuthi kakusela structure se-political party. Ngamandlwana abantwana, umntwana laye uyakwanisa ukuthi ethi yena namhlanje ngubaba ezakhe lo doli bakhe ngale. Yiso isimo sesikhona kuzana.
Lo ngumnumzana Max Mkandla ohalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra obexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ekobulawayo.
Bangibiza sikhwica mfundo ngoba sebengibona sengifunde ngaze ngakhwica imfundo. Kodwa izolo ubaba mkhulu uthe ngimyenzele isikei sangiphica, amfundo awufundanga.
Yehe, sokunzima manje enkundleni yomncintiswano wenkondlo ku Studio 7. Hambani liyezibonela ekhasini lethu ele Facebook.
Wetshwala wetshwala, kanti wavela umuntu owawudalayo wasona, kanti vele ngubani owawudalayo? Wetshwala wetshwala.
Lamaqhawe Nkunzi eyabhonga kwezwakala ngilandi leMelika Thole likaNyongolo silwane samahlathi eZimbabwe ngeke sakukhohlwa.
Ngilala ngisenya ubutho nguwe ntofontofo, ngiphupha ngisemazweni nemazulwini nguwe ntofontofo.
Ngena lawe uzitholele umvuzo siyahulula ngapha ku Studio 7. Ozathola ama like amaningi nguye othola umvuzo omkhulu we radio esebenzisa amandla awelanga awesola. Ukungena nje kumncintiswano uyathola umvuzo. Kuthi ungathola ama like amaningi uthole umvuzo omkhulu. Lingakhohlwa ukutshela izihlobo labangane ukwenza like ikhasi le VOA Indebele ku Facebook.
Thank you.
Uhulumende uthi imisebenzi yezemigodi yiyo engaphathisa kakhulu ukuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe leZimbabwe ingaqutshwa kakuhle isebenzelana lezokulima. UMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eHarare.
Umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa utshelele umhlangano owelangelilodwa owe-Minex 2016 owenzelwe eHarare lamhlanje ukuba ezokwenjwa zingaqutshwa kakuhle zilosekelo oluzwayo njalo kulokusebenzelana lemisebenzi yezokulima zilakho ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe ikakhulu kungalungisiswa izinto ezidingakalayo zithengiselwe phandle kwelizwe kulokuthengisela ezenjiweyo zinjalo. Umsekeli kamphathi Ntambo wezemigodi uMnumzana Fred Moyo wazisele umhlangano ukuba qakathekile ukuba abembi abasicathulayo baphathiswe. Ethi sebethole imitshini evela kwele China ezanikezwa izabelo ezijiyeneyo zelizwe. Ethi kodwa ibuya njengesikwelete esizamele sibuyiselwe. UMnumzana Wayne Williams wenhlanganiso ye-Yagden Engineering uthi balomtshina olungele abembi abasacathulayo ikakhulu abaphatheka kwezokwenjiwa kwegolide ongaphathisa ukuba imisebenzi le ithuthukiswe.
This machine you don't need to bolt it down, it's easy to move and we've thought that
singathi umtshina lo uthiphila uduli kakhulu njalo ulako ukuthwala kalula. Abembi begolide balako ukubambana bewuthenge bendawonye kundawo abakhiyo njalo sibe sisebenzelana labeZimbabwe Miners Federation lohulumende kweZimbabwe ukuthi lokhu kuphumelele.
UMnangagwa uthe uhulumende uyabusola kakhulu ubudlwangudlwangu kwabanye abakulumsebenzi obenza ukuba ilizwe lingatholi inzuzo enhle ethi le mali okumele ize esiphaleni selizwe ayibonwa. Kuthi leyo ethunyezwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemazweni atshiyeneyo eziyisebenzela kanzima yedlula etholwa elizweni ivela kumisebenzi yemigodi emva okutshiyeneyo. Ngakho-ke sokudingakala ukuba umthetho wezokwembiwa owe-Mining Act osugugile okwamanje ulungisiswe ngesiphangiphangi ukuze uphathise kulolu daba. Lumhlangano ungenwe ngamankampani ezemigodi amakhulu afana leMimosa, Zimplants, Wange Colliery labemigodi abasacathulayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Isizalane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwele Botswana zithi zisekela imizamo kahulumende wabo yokukhulumisana lomakhelwane ukuthi amise isijeziso semvubu ngoba kulihlazo ukuthela umuntu omdala imvubu. Kodwa abeBotswana bathi isijeziso lesi siqondile ngoba sebediniwe ngamacala adalwa ngabeZimbabwe. Okunenga sikuzweni kuntatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya esethulela lolu daba eseHaberoni kwele Botswana.
AbeZimbabwe bathi kuyayangisa ukuthi umuntu omdala athelwe imvubu uma itholakala ephambanisile. Bathi noma nje bezwisisa ukuthi kumele kube lenyathela elithathwa uma umuntu edale icale ukunqunula umuntu omdala umthele imvubu kwehlisa isithunzi. UMnumzana Alfios Sibanda uthi yena esanda kufika eBotswana wakwathelwa imvubu ngakho uyakwazi ukuthi ayisiyonto enhle.
Into yakwele Botswana leyo ukuthi bachaya abantu ngemvubu ngenxa yokweqa iborder ayisonto enhle. Kungaba ngcono ukuthi bedeporte abantu than ukuchaya abantu ngemvubu.
Kukanti uMnumzana Mnqobi Ndlovu uthi ziningi indlela uhulumende weBotswana angajezisa ngayo izephulamthetho. Ethi ngalezi nsuku iningi ligula imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo, ukuchaya umuntu kungadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ngicabanga ukuthi i-government yeBotswana kumele ibe namanye ama-alternatives okujezisa abantu kulokuthi umuntu ebechaywa ngemvubu. Sikhanyela ukuthi kulezi nsuku abantu bayagula kule mikhuhlane le khona kulezi nsuku ukuthi umuntu ungatshumtshaya khonapho sozube kwazi ukuthi kuyagcina kusenzakalani.
Omunye uMnumzana Jeffrey Mandu yena uthi abeZimbabwe yibo labo abazokhela amalahle ngokweqa umthetho.
Kambe shuwa ungathi ungumuntu emzini ufike emzini wenye indoda ubususithi hayi lokhu angikuthandi yiko sokusenzakala ke thina sicevela umthetho wawo bevele kuthiwa umuntu engawona uzahambiswa enduneni eyetshayo kuvele kungumdala wabo asihlonipheni umdala wabo siphile njengoba nabona bephila kanti vele thina sikuthatha ngabuthi singafika lapha siwone thina singabantu bemzini.
Owebhotswana umnumzana Kilele Bohile Mathebu uthi uqakathekile ukugcina isiko lokuthela imvubu ngoba iZimbabwe beyandile ukudala amacala.
Mina ngibona umthetho ukuthi umuntu achaye nxa ebonile ngibona kungcono than ukuthi ahambiswe ejele ngoba angahambe ejele kakulunganga kodwa angachaywa angeke ephinde futhi abuyele izinto leso kodwa angikwazi ukuthi kumbe umthetho olungile but eBotswana siyawulindelela.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uzamile kodwa wehluleka uncinga weBotswana ukuthi ayekele isijeziso sokuthela abantu abadala imvubu. Abatholakala belamacala angalasisindo kanye labeqa umngcele okungekho emthethweni bajeziswa ngokuthela imvubu. Kodwa omama, abantwana kanye labesilisa abaleminyaka engaphezu kwamashumi amane abasitholi lesi sijeziso. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabonga leBotswana.
Go Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukusebenza kwamankampani akwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe phansi komthetho we-indigenization. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Alingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande, sidivana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lomfundisi Ray Motsi, sihlaziya udaba lokubana abezokholo baphathisa njani ngani uZulu weZimbabwe ngesikhathi lesi umumo wezomnotho kunye lowezombusazwe uSumi Manzonzo. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu, ngikubingelela njani.
Siyabonga, hayi siphila kahle, sibona ngani uNkulunkulu uyasizela lapha especially koBulawayo.
Yes, siyabona ukubana ngesikhathi esedluleyo ngesikhathi sabomrambathwina lokhu lezinye izikhathi ilina njengehlanganiso zokholo leya liphathise abantu. Singathi kathe sikukhona inokwenziwa ngabezokholo ngesikhathi abantu bedubeka kangaka.
Kathe sibe singakayenza amalungiselelo vele besingakhangelele ukuthi kungaba lokudubeka koluntu ngendlela abantu badubeka ngayo ngoba besikhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe izulu lizakhula ngesikhathi. Kodwa ke kungani vele kusithuzile sonke safika vele sesibona ukuthi khona abantu kabatholanga lutho emasimini, akula lutho kuwome xa. Yikho akungani lathi kusijumile okwakathe safika lungiselelo ukuthi singasiza abantu njani.
Ezinye indubo ezifana lezombusazwe ke kukhona yini elikwenzayo ukuphathisa ikakhulu labo abaphatheke kwezombusazwe ngelizwi likaNkulunkulu lokunye okunjani?
Ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lihlala vele likhuthaza lona ngokwalo ngoba ilizwi elinika ithemba ebantwini ikakhulukazi labo bengelathemba. Kodwa ke kathesi besisakhulumisana labantu lokusiza abantu ukumemethekisa ukumelana lekomishini ekuhlukuluzwa koluntu ukuthi kathi ikomishini leyi ikomishini yani futhi umthetho ozamiswa ukuthi usetshenziswe kulolu hlelo umthetho bani. Sisamemethekisa lokhu ebantwini ukuthi abantu bakuzwisise ukuthi nxa abantu sebefuna ukubuya even abona amakomishina abantu bayabe sebekwazi ukuthi kuyinokwenzakalayo. Ngathi okwakathesi yikho okungani kusibambile kathesi.
Siyasibone kwesinye isikhathi abezokholo behlalisa phansi abezombusazwe ukuthi bazwane bakhumisane umlotha. Kukhona yini imizamo eliyenzayo okwamanje?
Okwamanje bekulento ekomishini eyisungulwe singathi inyanga ezimbili ezidlulileyo la makhomishina awukhona ekhona lapha silo Sirion Ndebele othimelayo futhi nguye okhokhelayo ikhomishini yangkhona. So kathesi besisazama ukuthi simemethekise ulwazi oluhambelana nekhomishini yona leyo le mthetho ozamiswa ukuthi ube nguye osebenziswayo ukuthi ikhomishini isebenze. Abantu abaningi ikakhulukazi ozulu abakwazi konke khonokho, yikho esikuzamayo ukuthi sikwenze kwakathesi.
Hayi, kuyezwakala isikhathiso esingasavumi. Ungavalelisa abalaleli?
Siyabonga abalaleli, sihlale kuhle.
Hayi, lathi sibongile, ube lelangelihle.
Thank you.
Lo-ke bekungumfundisi Ray Motsi ebesixoxa layo kuhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshona le ndaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande lilanda. Lilalele emsakazweni we Studio 7 sisakaza sethe Washington DC. Kwezemidlalo, abeqembu le Mighty Warriors bathi ikusasa yaleli qembu inhle loba nje ibhekane lenkinga yokungatholi usekelo lwemali. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekupheleni komdlalo weqembu leMighty Warriors lile Tanzania ngesonto edluleyo, oweluleka abaqeqetshi beqembu leli uBerry Daka uthe uqakathekile ukuba amantombazana eZimbabwe ayale lokhu edlala ibhola langesikhathi lapha bengekho khona kuqembu lesizwe.
Amantombazana yethu ayatshengisela sibili ukuthi bengahlala be-practice even bengarek camp lapha babekhona. We practice ama technical skills ukuze istandards zabo sikwele siyephezulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lizwilele kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano wokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumidlalo ye-Africa Women Cup of Nations ngemva kokunqoba ele-Tanzania nge-3-2 nxa kuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo emibili edlalwe yilawa maqembu. Lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu lama-Mighty Warriors lizadibana leqembu elimela ilizwe leZambia kumidlalo emibili ngenyanga ezayo. Njalo iqembu elizaphumelela lapho yilo elizathola ilungelo lokuyadlala kuma-finals azaqhutshelwa elizweni leCameroon ngenyanga kaLwezi. Umqeqeshi weqembu lama-Mighty Warriors uShadrack Mlawuzi uthi yena baza kwenza konke okusemandleni abo ukuba befinyelele ukuyadlala kumncintiswano we-Africa Women Cup of Nations.
Engakutsho ukuthi abasekeli bethu abakhayele ukuthi sizaqhubeka siphakamisa iflag yelizwe phezulu ngoba i-technical team yami le-team yami singabantu labana esifuna ukuthi lathi sikhangelele phezulu.
Umdlalo wakuqala phakathi kweqembu leZimbabwe leZambia uza kuba khona phakathi kwamhla ziyithoba munembili lamhla zilitshumi kunyanga kamabasa, njalo uzadlalelwa kweleZambia. Owesibili uza kuba khona phakathi kwamhla zingamachumi amabili lambili lamhla zingamachumi amabili lane kuyo njalo inyanga kamabasa. Imvimbi yeqembu leMighty Warriors Nobuhle Majika uveze ithemba lokuba amaphupho abo kuyaphatheka kwimidlalo yokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika azafezeka.
Next game yabe eZambia sifuna lakho ukusebenza ezilonxa lokho esibambene sinjalo singamaMighty Warriors akulo kungasehluli.
Amantombazana adlala uqembu lama-Mighty Warriors avele kumila edlala kwimidlalo yama-Olympics ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi, njalo konke lokhu bakwenza loba nje bengatholi usekelo lwemali. Abadlali beqembu leMighty Warriors baphiwe ithuba lokuyabona imuli zangakibo ngemva komdlalo wabo leqembu leTanzania, njalo bakhangelelwe ukubuthana njalo ngesonto ezayo. Ngi-Mail Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Hayi bakithi, isikhathi kasavumi ukubana siqhubeke sisonke, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje.
abahlukuluzwa ngendaba zombusazwe bathi bafuna inhlawulo evela kulabo ababahlukumezayo iningi labo kungamalunga ebandla lezanu PF abalwa impi enkululeko bekuvuyo lezibra bathi kusobala ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa waphatheka kabanzi kumbhuqazwe wegugurawundi. Uhulumende uthi imisebenzi yezemigodi yiyo engaphathisa kakhulu ukuvuselelwa komnotho weZimbabwe ingaqutshwa kakuhle isebenzelana lezokulima. Siluqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli yethu ethi studio7@voanews.com. Loba i-text message kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318. Siluqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Igama lami ngu-Chris Gandes, lichiya ke ku-Studio 7 Live Talk. Lilala.